Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. Well, yesterday was a good trading session. The bulls telling you that perhaps they are down but not out. We saw a 100-point rally on the Nifty, and most of that came in the last hour. That could perhaps also be on account of short covering, because yesterday was weekly options expiry. All through the course of the day, the Nifty was flat around that 11,150 mark, and then we saw it shoot up to 11,200, and thereafter all the shorts ran for cover. 11,250 was conquered on the Nifty. The mid-cap index still underperformed, and we saw nearly 12 stocks end in the red for 10 in the green. This week has been that week, because if you take a look at the Nifty moves, we've had a 131-point decline on Monday, followed by a 74-point gain on Tuesday. Then we saw the market see a decline of 65 points on Wednesday, and yesterday was Thursday, we saw a 100-point uptick. So it's been yo-yoing around. And all the sectors, be it media, pharma, PSU banks, autos, even the defensives like FMCG and IT, have ended this week in the red, most of them in the red for this month as well. At every bounce, one thing that is clearly visible is the fact that the FIIs, they've been selling in the cash markets. Yesterday too, a near 1,000 crores sell, 953 crores pulled out by the FIIs in the cash market. And in the whole month of May, talk about sell in May, FIIs have sold 9,100 crores in the month of May. In index futures as well, we saw the FIIs sell yesterday, 820 crore worth sale. They unwound a lot of long positions. And with that, the FII long exposure in index futures, which was 75% at the start of the series, has now dropped to 55%. The SGX Nifty indicates a muted start despite strong cues coming in from the Wall Street. And that's because today the markets will dance to domestic tunes. The last hour of trade will be extremely crucial, because remember, this is the last hour of trade ahead of the weekend where we get the results of the exit poll. So a lot of trades will be taken on that. It will be fraught with risk and a lot of volatility, which is also shown in the way the India VIX has moved. The India VIX has moved about 30% this month at 28. Remember, in 2014 general elections, the average VIX during election time was close to around 31, 32. That's telling you that there are a lot of punts being taken, and there is a lot of risk premium attached to this election outcome. That is mostly visible in the prices of the options. The options that expire next week for the Nifty on May 23rd, the day the results will be announced for the elections, the 11,200 put and the 11,500 call, both of them have premiums of nearly 200 rupees. On a normal given day, it would be no more than 80, 90 rupees. So there is a fair amount of risk. It is fraught with a lot of volatility. Stay cautious. In terms of stocks to watch out for, in terms of results, we'll have Bajaj Auto, Dr. Reddy's and UPL reporting their numbers. PNB and PNB Housing Finance will also be in focus. They've agreed, PNB has agreed to terminate the sale of its housing arm, PNB Housing Finance, to Vardhi Holdings. See some red on both those stocks. Bajaj Finserv, well, Bajaj Finance yesterday outpaced what the street was expecting and the stock surged. Bajaj Finserv is likely to surge today as well, because the life insurance new business premium was high by 30% year on year. It's in an orbit of its own. General insurance gross written premium too grew by 34%. Mindtree will also be in focus. L&T's stake in the company has now crossed 26% after L&T bought about 8.5 lakh shares in the open market. So now what this means is L&T will get a board seat, and also they're awaiting SEBI's approval for an open offer. So let's see what happens out there. Praj Industries, good numbers, 34% growth in the revenue, 25% growth in the net profit. Hitachi was a ho-hum set, with revenues growing 6%, net profit growing 5%. JK Tyres, we saw the margins contract sharply. Despite the revenue growing 18.5%, the EBITDA came in lower by 21%, and the margins came in single digits, 9.6%. This compares with 14.5%. DHFL will be in focus. News reports suggest that the company may sell 18,000 crore worth its loans to US-based Oaktree Capital. Remember, they had made an announcement for a strategic partner. Let's see what happens and if this is the first step to that or not. And finally, watch out for the SL Group stocks, both Z and Dish TV, as Brickworks has now downgraded SL Infra debt worth about 1,832 crores. They've put it under credit watch as well. And as the parent group debt has been downgraded, the clock seems to be ticking faster for that impending Z stake sale. Have a good day.